Proverbs chapter 9. Wisdom hath built her house. She hath hewn out her seven pillars. She hath slaughtered her cattle. She hath mingled her wine. She hath also prepared her table. She hath sent forth her maidens. She crieth upon the summits of the high places of the city, "Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. To him that is void of understanding," she saith, "come, eat ye of my bread, and drink of the wine that I have mingled. Forsake follies, and live, and go in the way of intelligence. He that instructeth a scorner getteth to himself shame, and he that reproveth a wicked man getteth to himself a blot. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Reprove a wise man, and he will love thee. Impart to a wise man, and he will become yet wiser. Teach a righteous man, and he will increase learning. The fear of Jehovah is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the Holy is intelligence. For by me thy days shall be multiplied, and years of life shall be added to thee. If thou art wise, thou shalt be wise for thyself, and if thou scornest, thou alone shalt bear it. The foolish woman is clamorous. She is stupid, and knoweth nothing. And she sitteth at the entry of her house, on a seat in the high places of the city, to call passers-by who go right on their ways. Whoso is simple, let him turn in hither. And to him that is void of understanding, she saith, "Stolen waters are sweet, and the bread of secrecy is pleasant." But he knoweth not that the dead are there, that her guests are in the depths of Sheol.